And midfield there, the ball is hoofed rather by Atherton. Dodd picks it up infield, round about halfway, plays it square ball into Griss, back to Dodd. Dodd, left-hand touchline. Now it's Griffiths again, just inside his own half. Nice ball through. Buckley on the turn. Dispossessed. Ball played out there, and Doyle misses a tackle. And they're through here. And it's Bentham, and he puts Atherton Collieries into the lead. And, well, Michael Potts going fairly apoplectic there. I think with Doyle, Doyle committed himself there. Couldn't get to the ball, and that left Bentham in the clear, and he executed very well.
Yeah, it was a silly little mix-up there. But you have to say that it wasn't only Bentham in there. You know, you had the forward of Jordan Clover as well, who was actually there to knock it in. But he took his goal really well with his left foot underneath the outcoming Belford. And it's Atherton taking the lead. And to be honest, I mean, they're actually playing decent football possession-wise.
Griffiths now with this free kick is about 10 yards inside Atherton territory. It's on the right-hand side as FC go forward. Plenty of blue shirts in the box for Griffiths to aim at. Far post, nice delivery. Headed down, second ball. Jones heads it back in.
Get it.
A scramble.
Ooh, yes.
And the ball's got in. I think it's Alabi.
It is.
Who else at the moment? And a really good delivery there. Nicely headed back into the danger area by Curtis Jones. And Alabi scrambling it in there for the equaliser. Atherton 1, FC United 1.
The initial ball into the box was a really deeply struck ball, hung in the air a little bit. The goalkeeper, Oliver Byrne, came off his line and completely missed the ball with a punch, which basically set up Curtis Jones to nod the ball back into the higher parts of the goal before it was cleared off. But Alabi was there just to pounce on that rebound clearance.
So all square.
Yep.
31 minutes gone.
Yeah, the teams are collecting there in the,
in the box. So await this free kick from the left-hand side.
Yep.
For FC United. Referee's whistle goes. And we await the delivery. Here it comes. Far post. Buckley went up well. Second ball won by Potts. Edge of the box. Potts shoots.
Oh,
what a magnificent strike by Michael Potts. Top corner. Well, Buckley went up for it well. Putting pressure on the defender so they couldn't really direct his header. And Michael Potts waited just inside the 18-yard line and absolutely hit that so sweetly, half volley.
Well, the ball got delivered in, and you have Buckley going up for the ball, you know, with the goalkeeper. And what's happened is the ball off the keeper's punch was being really, really poor towards a back post area. And Potts has come onto it on the angle at the back post area, fired it in to the far post area, and absolutely thunderbolted it straight into the net. A tremendous strike.
So it's Atherton Collieries 1, FC United 2. We played 39 minutes. Well, what an absorbing contest. We have full marks to FC. And now it's Linney again. Good cross in. And almost meeting it was Jordan Buckley. Just couldn't get a boot to it there. And it does end up safely in the arms of Oliver Byrne.
Well, this half, because we're only about 3 minutes away from official half time, this half has been pretty even. Both teams have been in the fight. Both teams have missed opportunities as well. And
FC may be in trouble here. Threading through. It's a Bentham.
He's done it.
It's 2-2. Well, well, well. FC there is not dealing with a ball that was cleared, and it's 2-2. And Belford comes out and collects, rolls the ball out. Curtis Jones. Now it's Griffiths bringing it forward on the towards the left flank. Played forward out to the left-hand side, and it's Dodd who'd made a good run. Now it's Regan Linney towards the box. Now Linney, Linney edge of the box, tries a shot.
What
a magnificent strike from Regan Linney. He just put it onto his right foot and he stroked it into the top corner. Roy, real quality there.
Absolutely.
We were talking about him at half time.
Yeah, he came off the left flank, cut across, very similar to how Tunde Owolabi does as well. And but this time he absolutely swung his right foot at it. It curled all the way into that top 90. Keeper had absolutely no chance. Ball dipping at the same time as he's diving. And FC, 3-2 up.
And how wonderful to see two quality strikes, edge of the box.
Yes.
First from Potts in the first half. And now Linney puts FC into the lead, back into the lead here at 3-2.
Yeah, and at 50 minutes, we've had a little bit of a goal fest, if not a football spectacular.